Mosaic, Rav Mosaic. A little mosaic. Remember I had the Magen Avraham's Kasha. Let's chazer it again for the fourth time. Siman Tov, Reish Chof Tes, if cotton Tes. Always good to chazer again and again. Okay. Halfway down. Mikomakom Tzarechim. Here in Siv Zayin, he's mistapek, but a ladder. And the presumption of the Magen Avraham, at least initially, is that the suffix is a mekabel tuma or not. But if it would be mekabel tuma, it would be a disaster. Why? Because the mamim would have a mekabel tuma. Why? Besof sim and taral, the paskas beferish, it's mutl that the hamadav a mekabel tuma. Why? You pass it the chachomim, even the quantum of Yehuda, we pass it in the keva, not because of the mamim. Okay, fine. And here in Siv Ches, the very next line in the mechaber, he says, ain't kpeda to put the klunsas together. All the chumas adeshen, shemutal lahamid davar kabel tuma, and here he says no. See, has two terutz. First terutz is the sulam is not imam, it's the schach itself, and the second terutz is b'diyevet shari and the chatchil is also. We pshat in the Mishnah that way, at the Mishnah itself that says you know ksheira means only b'diyevet. Okay, this is all history. Two terutzim, but narabosai. Let's open up to the korban asanel. I don't know if you saw that one. This is quite interesting. He has his own take on this. Simin Chof Tes, Sivkot and Dalet. How are the Marmakom is coming along? Anyone close to finished? Finished? All right, because I want to have new ones. Oh, yeah, the last one, number 10, is coming up. And then after we do the Chazara, Hanukkah, and that's the plan. I mean, not that much time left, B'chlal, but you have to plan ahead. Simin Chof Tes, Rabbi Osai in the Rush, first parak. This is the Sugya of Tikra. Okay, Hamakara Sukosa Vishpudim. Remember the Magen Avraham quoted that? I should go back to Magen Avraham for a second. Ubahachi Mesia Sheves, Mashakosa Tarla, Schach Kosher, Nosnal Shpudim Kosher. Right? What's I? It's Maimid. I said Xeris Tikra. No. That's not a problem. Because remember that discussion we had? We mentioned this yesterday. It's not so posh in this comparison. If you have to do something, so then it's, you obviously know the laws of Maimon. And we saw the question was raised. That's if you do something in a ready where the whole service exists beforehand. He has to do it in order to make a schach. That was yesterday's shia. On this topic, the Korban Asanel has what to say. Let's take a look. Here we have Sivkot and Hay. It says over here in the Rush itself, let's see what Hay is going on. The Kosha Lahach Girsa. Everyone see? The Parach Stomach, the Gemara Lok Hilchasa. Remember the Gemara asked the question, Parach Omeid? Right, so the Gemara has the Kasha, Epshal Tzamtzim, two different Girsos. Fine. That's how the Korban Asanel gets rolling. Watch this. Vatosis will go slowly. Vatosis hiksu all the Girsos, Rashi Perusho. The Girsos says Epshal Tzamtzim. Rava Omar Afilu Betzimtzim, the Mayu Nusunin Bishashpudim Shesi, Nos on the Konam Shal Schach Orev. Akoch Remeno Nos in Russia, Konam Alashpudim, Hare Nof Lunaretz. The Kachav Le Kosher Meruba Al Apostle Umavata Adka Kosher. The Ain Dome She's Batal Schach Apostle Be Kosher Came in the Ain Mu Ravin Zebazev and Nikar Kolechad Befnei Atzmo, which appears Rashi that have test Meshachovton Sheirvan Veino Nikar Heinu Apostle Veinu Kosher. What's called the Rabbeinu means the Rush Leil Simon Yudalin. So here it's not it's this Nikar Venira Li Lachosher Rabbeinu Lachkusha. Why? The Shlomo. Ha the Purish Rashi Liel B'Shachovtan She'irva Meno Nikar Eino Mishum Kedei She'yuchal Levatel Haschach Kosher L'Schach Posel. That's not the reason; otherwise, it wouldn't work. Ela Mishum Lo Levi K'Shnei Schachas Ein Shem Kapir Purish Rashi. Remember, there's a two. Remember, that's test. The two issues, right? There's a Shnei Schachas issue as well. Okay. Odi Shlomar Told him of Purish Rashi Kanim of Vatla. Because then it would have to be intermingled completely. Halachikama. Kevan Shano Sain Rashi Akonim Al Shpudim. nimta bezeh asichuch mevatel osn shpudim sheheima nasu tfeilim lischach. The shpudim are considered secondary to the schach. Rav Huna Sridik Madam al Kamad Dav Chaf Aleph, the mutal lahamer aschach b'dar v'makabel tumah. V'chein posik Rabbeinu l'kamon simon lamed ches. What kind of simon lamed ches? What simon lamed ches? The answer is, Rabbeinu say, in some of the Gemara Sukkah, after lamed Zion, they kept going. We have Aleph, the Perek Beis. You have some white cotton also. There were some people had the all one long mesechta, all this simon in the rush. So we call lamed ches, as we call Aleph. Because it's the first Lamed Zayin is the last one in Perek Aleph, and Lamed Ches is the first one in Perek Beis. So we call it Aleph, he calls it Lamed Ches. Otherwise, they say, what? There is no Lamed Ches. We're looking for it. Couldn't find it. Doesn't exist. Don't exist. Okay. Rabbi say, right. Watch this. V'ayin l'kamon, again, Siman Mem Aleph. Here, that's a funny thing on this print. Here he corrects it. He didn't correct the first time. Perek Beis Siman Dalet. Hey, he should have said it in Perek Beis. That's Lamed Ches is Perek Beis Siman Aleph. But all right, he made it up later on. You know, it reminds me of just tell a little thing that I heard from my Rebbe of Soloveitchik once about his grandfather, Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim grew up as a little child, a 3-year-old, with a man named Reb Zalman Sender, who was a Shapiro, who was the father of the Rav Rom, a great Talmud Chacham. They were 3-year-olds together in Cheder. So they used to learn, you know, Komatz Aleph O, Komatz Beis Bo, you know. So they were learning Tzeri Tzeri Aleph A, Tzeri Beis Bay. And they got the Tzeri Pei. So Zalman Sender asked the Rebbe, what do you need Tzeri Pei? Pei is the Pei without a Tzeri. Tzeri Pei. She say Pei. 3-year-old Kasha. So the Rebbe was no slouch. He said, Chaimke, Vazoktu. What do you say, Chaim? He said, I don't understand what Zalman Sender. But this kasha, the kasha here, should have answered by hey. Why say him hey? That's what this Korban Salary reminds me of him. He said Siman Mem Aleph, should say Lamed Ches. It's Perek Beis Siman Aleph. Okay, a little joke. Fine. Okay. Dalchachti, the Rav Sfirle, we'll come to that later. Mutu Lahamid Bedor Makabel Tuma. Rav happens to be of the view, it's two views in Daf Chaf Aleph, but Rav's personal view is that's mutal lahamid abel kabel tuma. V'hachman diyomah svirle, diyosul lahamid b'shatavad abel kabel tuma. Who's that? Svirle karav papa. Oh, that's why Rashi says what Rashi says. Okay? So the Korban HaSadol, in part of his cheshbon, in the answering to Rashi's shita and the Rashi's girsa, on the sugya, naf tezvav, taught us a lesson which we didn't know before. What's the lesson? The Rava himself holds it's mutal l'sachech, Bedover HaMekabel Tumah, and that's why it's no problem to put the schach on top of the Shpudim. Let's take a look, in fact, in Perek Bey Simen Dalet in Sivkoton Mem. I will say. For all the Maram Bekomis. Here we go. What does it say over here? It says, very important Mishnah. What's it say? The Mishnah says, the Sukkah says in Mesech the Sukkah here in Adaf, Adaf Chav Gimel. They're taught that it's Chav Beis, Chav Gimel. What does it say? It says in the Mishnah, you can't go climb on a tree on Yontif. So if your sukkah's on a treehouse, you can't use it on Yontif. Shtayim b'di odam machas b'ilan, or shtayim b'di ilan machas b'di odam k'sheira. V'ein olam b'yontif. Still cannot go up on Yontif. Shloshim b'di odam v'achas b'ilan k'sheira. V'olam b'yontif. You can't go there on Yontif. Why? Os mem zelashon aran udarminan ksheira haynatamik meshaschach samach bekundesin hanuutzin bekarkoyes hasuka vena samach leshalilan the cave and the ilan lo chazi leschach mishem mechuber osru chachamim lahamet schach bo kadesh shlo yavol leschachik bo the afal pishach shav kundesin ismachem beilan kula halo gazminan. Came in the mafsiki kundesin ben ilan l'schach. What do we call that in two words? No? The two words we have for this notion that if it's not a direct mamid, what do we call it? Mamid the mamid. The Ran is klar. There's a svar of mamid the mamid. It's against the chazanish. Come back. The kashali, they had the perak mishehechshech tafkut nundal. I asked, you see the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Kuf and Dalet Beis. The Mukila HaTamud Aliba the Rava, remember Rava's name? The Kaifil Ilam, the Anach Schach Alem. You bent over the tree and you put the Schach on it. It came, Kushis Aranam Choma Medes. Amaik Sheira, Nigzor Shema Yavol Sachech Be Ilan. Tzorach Lomar, the Mishani Hosam, the Rava Svirle Kamandomar, but Daf Chafalef, Fisha Ein Lo Keva. V'lo mishum d'mayim b'davar mekabel tumo. Chayit perakam and simduchov test the shani of mamadif nami tzorach lomad didei the sfeer of the mud lam and schach b'davar mekabel tumo like the shvudim. Look what I wrote there. So here the Korban HaSanal is saying that Rava is of the view that you can be mamad b'davar mekabel tumo. So writes the Korban HaSanal. Alright? That's what he says. Fine. Once we're here, Rabbo, say, please open to the Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, Mishpat Zol Zov, Sifkotan Vov. Everyone open up, please. Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, Mishpat Zol Zov, Sifkotan Vov. See what it says. Here we go. Tav Resh Lamed Aleph, Sifkotan Vov. This is the next to the last Mar Malkum. We're not going to read the whole thing, it's too long. Everyone see? It's about halfway down Vav. Ukfi anira lechor lahabachsim and taral. And it's also tarchat. Uvetaz, umagan avram. Leman di oma mamid osu mitam gzera. Bedava shirigil nesachet bohem. That is shpudin shalait. Mashen ken shpudin matchis. Hakol yodin. Shori mamid. Ironically. Kalkoloso takanoso. I told you once before. The fact that it's so bad, everyone knows that it's a problem. You're not going to make going to use metal for schach. It's ridiculous. No one's going to do that. So therefore, they never made gzera. Ki hol etirut zaran ayin tad shom imkein eshlomar hakol holach achar amamid namid rabbananu v'chol shem amamid b'derabbanan posel have gzera the gzera. Oh, so two svaros over here to be making when it comes to amamid. One. A gzeira l'gzeira, if it's the Rabbanan. And two, if it's so obvious, everyone knows you can't use a v'schach, they never made a gzeira. Okay, says the Prima Gadim a little bit further. Well, let's just stop over here. So the Prima Gadim is already saying this Nakuda, which is a very, very important Nakuda, Rabosa. It's a very important Nakuda. It's against what we said until now, right? Until now, we had the kasha of the... We had the Bikur Yaakov's Kash, the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. In other words, he's saying all the Rabbanans are Gzeira L'Gzeira. We saw the Ritva said, no, only if it's the Rabbanan of Gzeira do we say Gzeira L'Gzeira. But if it's the real Rabbanan, it's the Mekabal Tumah the Rabbanan, that's not a Gzeira L'Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Atua the Rabbanan, which we do say. So the Prima Gadim is against that. Okay, it's against that throw which you mentioned from the Hilchos Chag B'Chag. Fine. It's another vart. We saw the Sfasemis said that the Ritva said it's very only if the sheet has a gzera, not a sheet if it's a real din, like Rashi sheet and the Bach sheet. Whereas the Prima Gadim said it the Choladeis. Look what he just said. We just read it one more time. He said he thinks right. Ukfi Anira. He says even according to the. Right, hold on a second. He starts with the first word. Lehabach. The first word is the Bach. The Bach is the most famous of all the poskim who says what? It's also Medina, maybe even Doraisa. So if it's Doraisa, it can't be Xerxeris. It's not Xerxeris. But if he wasn't sure it's a Doraisa. But if it's Medina and not a Doraisa, the Prima Gadim seems to say that we still would say it's Xerxeris, even though it's kind of a Medina thing. It's only Medina de Rabbanan. So we said it's only if it's both Xeris. Xero and Xero. First, Prima Gadim is saying, if it's Xero, Otu, Dava Makabo, Shemakabo, Tumu de Rabbanan. So it's not just Xero, Xero, Otu de Rabbanan. Then he's saying, even if it's Dava Mamed itself, Rabosai, is not Xero, so we'll call it Medina de Rabbanan. And then the Kabbalah Tumah Rabbanan is Medina the Rabbanan. It's still okay. So you don't we don't ask to double the Rabbanans, you get the impression from the Prima Gadim, even if neither is a Gzeira. That's the impression that's being conveyed. That's what it sounds like. Not nor like the Magen Avraham we just saw a minute ago, who's Mata Gabi Shpudim, because you have to put Schach between them, like the pickbook with the Rashi, that he knows, right? It's against everything we saw until now. This is a very big Kiddush here in the Prima Gadim. Others disagree. Fine. Let me ask you the following Shaila. If you all have the Bach and Rashi, Hakol Holech Achar Amamad, and they really compared more or less to the Sugi of Masechta Shabbos that we saw, the two Sugis of Tetzvav, Dav Samach, maybe would work Lekula as well? Because Hakol Holech Achar Amamad, Hilchos Tumma works in both directions. If the Mamad is Mekabel Tumma and the other part is not, so the whole thing is Mekabel Tumma. And if the Mamad is not Mekabel Tumma and the other part would be, it's also not Mekabel Tumma, then it would not be Mekabel Tumma. You follow the Mamad in both directions. Here's an unbelievable Chiddush that some suggest. Unbelievable. You take a Mamad which is Mekabel Tumma. What does that mean? You have Shpudim, it's Mekabel Tumma. It's a Magen Avraham Kasha. Very simple. I put the Shpudim on something else which is not Mekabel Tumma. So I call Halacha Mashiach Rogla Kula. I mean, this is, no one accepts this Halacha Lamaisa, but I'm just saying, if you really hold for the comparison and take it literally, then maybe it should work in both directions. It works in both directions in the Chas Tumma. Quite a big Kiddush. We don't accept it, Rabbi Asa. Yeah.
When it comes to this Prima Gadim, being answering it, even if they're both just double, even if it's two Durabonans, but right, neither of them are zeros,
right,
would he hold that way in like Kol Torah Kula?
I don't know. See, I grew up like the Ritva. It's only a Xera, If either one is not a Xera, there's no rule you can't have two Durabonans, they happen to come together. You know, we get Xera on Xera. Right? Let's say Kula Chal Xeri, sometimes say. I'm still a Ritva man, but there are other Prima Gadim seems to go against a lot of Klolim. Again, tentatively, not saying definitively. Now, Rabosai, we have back to Hilchos Chag B'Chag. I'll give you the page number, Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Watch this. Quotes the Magen Avraham's Kasha. He gives an answer, etc. Watch this. In brackets, he gives his own teretz. His own teretz about the Rambam's kashas. Shpudim. I think it's his own teretz. Shebischach atzmo and shayach gzeres mamid. On both sides, mamid is something else is holding up the schach. That something else is not schach. Watch. V'don and olav rak b'torah schach puzzle. To lo mi boy exchange sarach bittel. For sure. In other words, you don't view the schach posel, which is intermingled with the schach kosher and batel barov, as a maimon. No, it's part of the schach. Isus sulam hu mishum misachich mischach posel nagba. As we saw, the maril, we saw it before. That's what he says. I understand. The reason why Shpudim is no problem of Maimid, because Shpudim are also considered to be Schach. It's poles that are covering the area. Now, let's say if you hold Maimid the Maimid. See, quotes the stipula. Okay? So that heter works if you hold from the heter. When the Maimid is Eina Meklal HaSchach, Elimin HaTzad, V'chol HaTiru Makmas Maimid. Uchagon, Kshemachzik, Tefanos, Masmerim, etc. So you have these walls held together with nails. So that's a maimed. The maimed, good. Ach, kishehu bichlal aschach, dino kischach atzmo, avo pishem eshamesh lahachzik aschach. It's even the Chumas Adeshin. He's saying over here, if you take the boards that are supporting the schach and you put them together with nails, since those boards are considered part of the schach, the same as the shpudim, so that's not considered maimed. The maimed is considered maimed, just one maimed, because the boards themselves are considered to be a part of the schach. That comes, that works the chumrah. It's not a maimed. The maimed here works the kulah. By the shpudim, we say it's part of the schach, and therefore, if it's part of the schach, it's not a maimed. It's a schach. It's part of the schach. Yeah, it's possible. So it's bottle. I like this very much. Kuf tzadav in brackets. In a bracket somewhere, give us the stairs. In a brackets. Yeah.
Don't you have to differentiate between the construction of the walls, which almost necessarily has some kind of fastening devices that are makabel tuma, like brackets or whatever it is, and the actual schach itself, and how the schach rests on it, where I would argue we're talking. Because otherwise, every sukkah, by definition, is a problem.
We spoke about that, that everything's rest on the earth, that was the Avnanezer's claim. Right, ultimately. But that's clearly my sakarka. I don't go into that right now. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, this idea that the Chag, Hichlos Chag V'Chag is enunciating, we found it in the Chazon Ish yesterday. Are we still on?
I didn't get it.
It's easy, you have to press a button, you have to start off from scratch.
No.
You can retrieve it?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, we have high tech here, buddy. We have high tech. Chazon Ish said, this Nakuda, where do you think the stifler got it from? He was a Chazanish's brother-in-law, this you know. He was married to Chazanish's youngest sister. Chazanish made the shidduch. He did. He saw they have this unbelievable bacha who writes beautiful mamorim. And he said, I want him to marry my sister. You know, there's a story about that. So he came on a date. While we're waiting, we can tell you stories. Date. But he had a chumrah. He wouldn't sit on the train because he was afraid it was shatnas. So he didn't sleep all night. He came, he fell asleep on the first date. He fell asleep on the first date. So Chazanish says, excuse me, I don't want to marry a guy who falls asleep on the first date. So he wanted to cancel it right then and there. So he found out what exactly happened, and he said, just one more date. It's a cloud going for you, single men. Don't have any one and dones. You know, give it a second shot. You never know. The rest is history. Okay. We can't. He fell asleep. He hadn't slept all night. That's the history. We're back on?
Yeah, I just have to zoom in.
Okay. Yes?
The Kirish repeat the point that the...
Hilchos
Chag V'Chag?
I would even read it again, and I'll intersperse my explanation. He's trying to... The question was, why are the Shpudim not a problem? The Mokan of Rav's Kasha. Right? Shpudim should be a problem of Maimon. So I won't read, I'll paraphrase it. He said, look, a maimed is something other than the schach, which is a maimed. Okay, we understand very well. It is a. It's not schach. It's a maimed. Then it could be a potential problem. Okay, that's the problem. However, if it itself doubles as a kind of a schach, it's not just off to the side. It is covering the area of the sukkah horizontally. We don't call that a maimed. We call that schach. The sulam is horizontal. No, the sulam is we saw like the maril, the real truth. It's not a maimon. He never said it's maimon. No machzik is not a maimon. That was yesterday shir. It's the schach post itself, which is as he puts it over here, kemuchuk dasa maril. Because it was a steering maril. That was yesterday. The building the golden kasha. We don't have to review again. Okay. So he says the shpudim. Since they're going in this direction, they're not off to the side. They're smack in the middle they're hovering over the roof of the sukkah. That's not called a maimon. It's called schach pasul. It's batel berov. That answers the Mogen Avraham's kasha. That's a brief, and we'll see this source in a second. Then he quotes the stipula kilas Yaakov simon chaf hey. Now I have his kilas Yaakov here. Is simon chaf hey the right number? Let's see. Does it sound right? Oh yeah. Hold on. Nah, it can't be. It's totally that can't be Simcha Chafei. I thought it was Simon Yud Zayin. That's about my mind. I think it's Simon Yud Ches. Yud Ches. How to get Chafei over here? In my print. I don't understand how this happened. Okay, here's a piece about Maimed and Maimed, right? So the Chazish doesn't hold from the whole thing, this we know. But he says that those who do hold from Maimed and Maimed, when does it apply? I'll read to you. Listen carefully. The high Gavna Shem Maimed Elyon Betsurif Imaschach, Konhani Klunsos Shemunochos Al Ragle Amita Valea Maschach, we'll come back to that later. Shahani klunsos atzmon ka'avdi ma'aseh sichuch, because they are covering the area. Umetzurafim imaschach, v'hem kechelek miguf aschach. Kol ki agavno moda magan avrom shezedinu kaschach atzmo. It's not a problem. It's not considered to be in the category of maimin. That's the schach itself. That's exactly what he said when it came to the shpudim. Not between the shpudim and those klunzos. That's what he says. Whoa, hold on 1 second. I had a shulchan aruch klunzos. Hani klunzos shemechaban adim asmeros ain't about klunzos hamunochem lemala latfanos. Oh no. That'd be no problem. Like shpudim. Elohim klunzos haomdim im atfanos. But study a sukkah, vasach nishin aleihem. Like in my sukkah, there are two different kinds of boards. Some are on the boards around the edges. That's part of the wall, in effect. And some are boards that go crisscross on top. There, the oz einem klal kechelim yasach elirak maimedes hasach bulvad v'masmir o matnas maimedes also havishapem maimed the maimed v'shtahach shel chuliyama. That's the Magen Avraham's opinion. That's a Maimed the Maimed. That's a Maimed the Maimed. But if it's the nails are holding up the walls, the poles that are going across, that's just a plain Maimed. That's a plain Maimed. And again, he's discussing the issue of the Kroya Amik, which we'll come to a little bit later on. But this is his Nakuda. So it works in both directions. It can work Lakula, work Lakumra. That's what's found over here in page. Again, one more time. The question about Shippudim, why is it a Maimon? He's his own teretz. His own teretz is a Shippudim go crisscross. That's part of the Schach. So it's not a Maimon at all. Oh, and so too, of course, the type, but it says in Chafei, it's supposed to be Yud Ches. It's supposed to be Yud Ches. Okay? He says that the Magen Avraham is only answering when the Maimon's on the side, maimed to maimed, that's one kind of a heter, but heter maimed to maimed. But if it's the beams going across tucked together with nails, that's just plain maimed, because the thing going across is part of the schach. This is the beautiful answer which is given over here on page Kuf Sadi Aleph, which is something which is original. And again, where did he get this from? Obviously, it all goes back to Chazon Ish. See if we get the right line. The right line. Rabosai, where in this, we saw yesterday, somewhere in this piece, Chazon Ish says that the klunsos, which are ksherim, is considered to be part of the schach, and therefore the nails that hold them together is only one maimed and not a maimed amount. Exactly what the stipler said comes from here. Where is that found?
It's
earlier, no?
Right there, where Rabbi's mouth.
Right, so he says it beferish, black on white, that the poles that are going across, it's part of the schach. So you can't view the nail as being a maimed. The maimed is a maimed because the poles himself is part of the schach. Of course, the question is. He had a different word later on. Watch this. below O seems to be almost contradictory, this last few lines. Everyone able to see this? Can we get bigger? Let me zoom it. I'm going to forget it. Below O, I don't know how to do this. Can you read it?
Yeah.
Below O, Ele Beschach Atzma, Lo Shayach Maimid de Maimid. Yeah, the schach anismach al makabel tuma yesh lomar the nasa schach posel v'chavero nismach olav who b'din nismach al davar she posel l'sachik bo. A, B, and C. So the chadash is another logical point. We don't view A as a maimid the maimid einichinami, that A be a maimid the maimid of C. Very nice, but the chadash is we go, what do we say? It's like this. We say that the, I don't know how to say it the best. Best way to say it, he's repeat it one more time. What did he say? Tischach anismach al makabel tumah, we'll call it B, which is sitting on A. Yesh lomar, denaseh schach posel. Okay? That B, which is on A, becomes schach posel, and therefore C is just only a single maimon. What's the maimon of C? B. B became a schach posel because B is relying on A. That's a second svara. If that's the case, if the second idea is the case, what do you see? That schach is treated as a maimon. So the first svara, the Chazanish said, don't treat the schach, only a maimon, only on the sides. Once it's across, it's part. But the end, he's saying, the schach is considered to be a maimon. That would be a little bit against what we saw here on page Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Okay, Chaz has different svaras. He's trying to prove his point with two different svaras. Okay, fine. Narabosa, we've said before, it's a machlokes had a paskin. Yes, sir.
Is there a reason why he says, like, the first time it's al makabel tuma, and then he says, nas is schach posel v'chaver, and he's machal? The first thing
are you talking about the first?
No. The second svara that he gave, he talks about that the first, I guess,
A, B, and C. A is the bottom, B is the middle, C is the good stuff on top.
The first thing he mentioned, the B is on A, which is the Kabbalah Tuma, and then C is on B, which is Pasul Schach. As in, he switches the terminology.
I didn't pay attention. One more time. We'll read it a third time. No problem. B'schach atzmo lo shayach klal mamad mamad. Why? The schach anismach al makabel tuma. That's B. Because B is on A. V'chavero C, ha'nismach alav, hu b'din nismach. Why did he change the phrase? Hu b'din nismach al davar she'posel sachik bo. You're right, I don't know why he changed the tangle. I don't. It must be he's trying to break a point, but I'm not sure what the point is.
Does that mean it would apply perpetually, as in no matter how many?
Yeah. You can have 10 mamidim. The princess of the pea. You know, I don't care how many you have. 10 mamidim, 10 mattresses, one. Doesn't make a difference. It's all mine. You can have 10. Yeah. No. Everyone studies carefully knows Chazanish was Mekel at the end of the day. Because it's Mutter. He held that Maimon is really Mutter, Mekel with it. But if you want to be a Machmir, the Chatchil, you're going around, do a Maimon with wooden pegs.
So the whole link to Gezerah is okay. If the Gezerah is.
We shall see. I don't think we'll have time today. The Mincha Shlom was very important. The one that we can get on the screen. Yeah. I think I read it to you yesterday.
Yeah.
He goes bit by bit with the Chazanish, and he tries to explain why each and everything is not halacha lemaisa, even though we appreciate the goyness of the Chazanish. It's against the Rishonim. He claims he's like the Rishonim, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I think, proves quite. I'll tell you the truth. I thought it myself before I saw Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that the Pashim Shad the Rishonim is not the Chazanish. It's not. But we'll get to it in a second. I want to tell you something which is fascinating before we get to that. Remember we discussed the Psak Halacha. How do we paskin? Halacha lemaisa. So let's go back and open to the Ravid. The Ravid claims that the Balamora made a mistake. Well, not the first or last time. Take a look. It's page, in my print, it's page Chav Zayin. If you have the old print, I believe it's page Yudim and Aleph, I believe. Okay. First, read the Balamor. It's one line in page Chav Zayin, the last line in Mora Kotten. Kosev la Rivzal de Mishmaita da Baye. Tama lo shana ala samach, etc. Nira midvarav, shalach Rabbi Yehuda. Vili nira, shalach divrei chachamim. What do you want from the poor Malamor? Yochad Ram, aloch karabim. What do you want from him? Says the Ravid. Oma Avram. Maro zeloma da locha chachamim. For I call us suge kula Rabbi Yehuda, la maroi v'torchot lefushi atame. That's the proof of the Rambam. V'shema nishtabesh. Maybe the Balamor made a mistake. What mistake did he potentially make? Loma. The Leman the Omar, Nesha Ein Lo Keva, Hokaimalon Suka Divas Aroihi. And therefore, we cannot accept that Svara of Divas Keva, we pass Divas Aroi. Uleman the Omar Nesha, Mamir Dom Kavatuma, the Mashma, the Azlina Bosar Amaimid, means Beika within, the Kashale, Meato, Asa Barosha Elon, O Agav Gomel, Tehe Psula, Shemamida b'mechuba b'balei chayim shenim ruyin l'sichok Rabbi Yehuda d'posel l'hani. So it should be posel harminan l'kamon tamed mishim l'ochazel l'shiva aval l'chol miyochazia aval lo azlinan b'osir maimid. So you think the Balamor couldn't find a way to pass like Rabbi Yehuda because both of the Amoroim explain him are both against the halacha. But a Divas Aroi is against Halacha. Why? Because we pass, again, Ein La Keva, we pass that you don't need Keva, Divas Aroi Bina. And Maimin, it's against the Sugan Nefchav Gimel, says the Halig Arayvin, Velohi. Balamor, you made a mistake. You're wrong. Why? The Lamad, the Yom of Neshe Ein La Keva, came in the Kol Shait, the Tzorach Lulikroi Hamita, Sheheim Im Hamita. In other words, he's assuming that it's the bedposts that are holding up the sukkah, and beds moved. Havila, k'mishe niyoch olam beruach mitzuyah di abasha, tichei agav d'olav klumu. Because even though, I mean, here it's not exactly the same as wind, but since the bed moves, it's the equivalent of the wind moving it. V'rabbona d'machshir avdinalei, k'mishe yoch olam, yeah, because intrinsically it can't stand, just that you're going to move the bed. Okay. Uleman domar meisha mamiru davar kabotuma. Lo shehol chanachar hamaimin. Ah, you see? The Balamor is assuming it's Medina, like the Bach. Neuron. Elixera. Shem yisachek behem. Omim ze omeid vize mamid. Kamo shuriyim lekach, ruyim lekach. Exactly the Xera we saw later. Ramban, Ranrit, for those who said the same. Avol ose sukoso berosha ilan o agabe gomo. Lo gozar, shem the lo shchicha. That was the Ritmus Kasha. What do you mean? Your rabbi forgot the Mishnah of Anfa Ilan and Hidla Lesa Geffen? No! Ho will they ain't a real yupta. Those are four words we had that the Ritmus didn't have, apparently. Ulola malok rab yuda, kiderech aminik hamosib yodena, that whenever there's a psak halacha, whenever there's a maroyim, a shak levitari, we have to paskin that way. This is the Ravid, Rabosai. That's the way he gets rid of the Raya. Okay. That's the Ramban. Ramban talks about the same thing. Omer HaKosev, it's on the bottom of, everyone see it? It's the bottom of column one in our print. Everyone see it? For the Yadua, the Cholhecha, the Shokli, the Torah, Meroi, Bechiai, Gavna, Aliba, the Chad, Tana, Hilchot, Sakava, Say. And he gives other examples, which I'm not going to go into, all of Shas. Oh. Skipping a few lines. V'im, that's the sixth line of Kamtu. Im lechashcha adam lomar. Someone whispered in your ear to say, the Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, the Yom HaSukkos dira aroi b'ina, but I mean it in the fisha ein lo keva. He says, it should be low. What's your gimel? Lohi, not v'lohi. Lohi, wrong. Midalar mina b'gamara. Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, k'damara l'yel. Doesn't say. V'yo, so I can't eat the mecha shetama de mandama ain't my bida medava amakabo tuma with the chayish lo abaye, because abaye is worries about makabo tuma the vada de diras keva lo abichayish abaye to ukma iyu gufa b'shita, and I'm saying to him boom boom boom, five people, that means you don't pass in that way. Ika vatam ibnei shi dira srucha the ain't the keva v'in adam darba furish b'rishalmi the rabbi ami yom hashem ain't. What's that? Yudalit. Mikroi Amita. Lischach Asarat Fachim. Okay. Rabbi Abba Meshim Chaim Amina Gavdabi Thomas. So two different opinions. In any event, this is about the Rambam. We're not finished yet. Harav Rabbi Avram Zichrona Levracha. Who's that? The Ravid of Avram and David. Pirish Tam Lefi. Shein Lekeva Mipnei. Shehu Mishtamesh B'mita. Ukroi Amita Tzrichim Lo. V'dami Lo L'Rab Yudah K'mishen Yo'ochol Lam Baruch Mitzuya. Right? There the wind blows it. Here people move the bed. Because of Dilla Divre, it says. Ha'omer. This is what the Ravid said, right? And I say, it's a problem. I will also sukasa b'rosh ilan. Shashanu Ksheira Hainu Ose Defanos Al Ho'ilon V'somach Sachalem. Shot number one, Rabosai. You make the walls that can make a treehouse, right? You make a treehouse. You make walls on the branch or trunk of the tree, wherever it is, when it curves, and you sit like a treehouse. Here's the key. Inami Bitstodin Kediisa Bishili Shabbos Kufnadalim and Beis. The mikomakom eino mamed mamash mechuber, elash mechuber somech es hamamid. In other words, the walls are relying on the leaning on the tree, and the sachet leaning on the walls. We call that mamed the mamed. The chayote bezeh hichshiru the ma'ase karka bi'alma ka'avid. Oh, this is a tricky expression. The chazanish harp only on this line. At the only time is a heter. If it's basically the floor, we'll see. V'hainu da bayit, omar, sichach agavi mita, shenoat oleha kundesin, omdin, v'sichach agavi ksher. Wait a minute. What did you say? If I read it correctly, what does it mean? Not that the... How do you understand it? What's the case? It's not clear to me. Why isn't it the last line of the Rambam? You have a bed, and you have kudesin, right? And the schach is on the kudesin. Are the kudesin with respect to the bed? It says, al gabi habibu. What mean? Not oleho kudesin. What does that mean? Sounds like what? You have the legs, and you put kudesin on those legs, right? Oleho, lush on the cable, on the mita. That's what appears. So let's go slow. Let's go slow. Now, the Rishonim, who are Talmidim of the Ramban, that's key, take the example of the Ra'ah. Ra'ah is a very loyal town Ramban. He keeps firing the Rashba. Rabbi Nemosh said, like me, not like you. That's the whole Torah's bias. Fine. He used the expression Maimed the Maimed. He never used the word Maisakarka. The Ritva, his Talmud, the Ra'ah's Talmud, and the Rashba's Talmud, he says, in the name of the Ramban, Maimed the Maimed. Now the Ran, only one else has the word Maisak as the Ran. Also from the school of the Ramban, if you will, let's go to Ramban left and right. Here the Ran is true, does use the expression of Maisakarka. That is true. The Ran does say Maisakarka. Where is it over here? I'll help you find it. Here it is. You help me find? Where's use the word by Sakanka? Haramban. Da da dum. By Sakanka, it's the second wide line on the right side of page Chavches. He does. But the same Ran, same author, the next page, on both sides, Chavtes, or Yud Aleph from an Aleph, towards the bottom, where it says Shtayin. We read before, read it again. What does he say? He says, Udarmina Ksheira, the cases over there is the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah. We never read this Mishnah really inside. We only saw it quoted earlier. Let's see it inside. What does it say? Osa sukasa b'rosh, it's printed in the Rif on Chavtes. Osa sukasa b'rosh ha'gala, b'rosh ha'sfina k'sher, on l'biyant. B'rosh ilan o'al gabi ha'gama k'sher on l'biyant. Shtayim b'day odam, v'yachas b'ilan o shtayim b'day ilan, v'yachas b'day odam, k'sher o'ain on l'biyant. Let's take a look at Naran. Look at Naran. Udarminen k'sher o'ain o'tam ha'bnei sh'schach sabuch v'kundesin. Hanuutzin bekar koyes hasuka, v'yeno sabach begovo shel ilan, the keva and the ilan or chazel the sichuch, asru chachamel lahamet schachbo, neshli avol the sachibok moshkatav to the malam. Afal pi she'achshav akundisin esvochen beilan, kulei hai lo gazrina, keva the mafsuki bekundesin ben ilan leschach. Now these kundesin not maisa karka, they not maisa karka. They're poles up. They're holding it up. So if you say it's only Maisa Karka, what's this? It's not going to work. He's a Heter Maimed and Maimed. Pashup Shad is that way.
Yeah, but that's a very good construction argument, saying what supports the roof. The roof is supported by the condensin, not by the walls. The fact that the walls lie on a tree, that's just like you're putting on a facade.
You are correct. But a court, I'm sure Shlomo Zalman is pointing out, Shlomo Zalman is pointing out that the Chazanish made a big deal out of his Maisa Karka, but the Ramban's Tamidim, the Ra'or and the Ritva, his Talmud and his Talmud's Talmud, both were matir by using the word Maimon. The Maimon never mentioned Maisa Karka, and the Ritva is claiming he's representing the Ramban's opinion, and the Ran, who does use the word Maisa Karka, here says that Maimon the Maimon is both, even if it's not Maisa Karka. So it can't be Maisa Karka, should be taken in the full literal sense. All right? And the Shlomo Zalman brings a right from the Meiri as well, which we store. I want my own Chiddush. I write from the Ramban himself that it can't be Pshat. Not the Ra'or, not the Ritva, not the Ra, not the Meiri, from the Ramban himself. What's my right? My rise from those few words that I asked is that that's why I want to see the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Nadal. That's on the Maram Kamas. We'll see it now. This one? This? Good. Thank you.
No.
Maisa means it's a flooring. That's all it means. Watch. Here we go. Eisvei. What's the discussion over here? What are we talking about over here? Utstadim lo gozer v'rabonim. Rabosai, ein mishtamishin v'ilan v'shabes or balechayim. That's what it says over here. What about stud, the sides? They would never go to the sides. How do you know? One riot. Fine. Eisve, I have a cash against you. Shtayim b'dayodam v'yachas b'ilan k'sheiro. We know the b'yomtev. My laugh. What did the more think the pshat is? The chok b'ilan. You took, you made holes in the tree. And these poles were extending from the tree. Tavel it studen. And you see it studen masur, an exclamation point. They even have a punctuation over here. Yeah? Lo. The kafia le'ilon, you bent it over. Va'anach sichuch lave, the kamishtamish be'ilon, not the tzadim, the tree itself you're using on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara Yochi Emes Seifa Sholosh b'Yodim Achaz b'Yilan Ksheira on the biyantif. If the kafia le'ilon, am I on the biyantif? That can't be. Elamai tzadim asurin. Sof, am I on the biyantif? Ella, three answers, Rav Osa. Three answers. Hosam begvazad parchsana to ilan gufe dofen bi alma hu de shavye. Dekanami. The katon is that cloud called ilu shinatul ilan bi yachal amad on the biyantim shvamina. Atkan the sugasa Gemara. So the Gemara has three different situations of what the pshat is in the three different pshat. Three different pshat. What does that mean? So, what is studding? Stodden means that the The tree, Rabbi Osai, the tree is, it's on the side of the tree. Now, of course, Rabbi Osai, the third ukimta, I have to be honest, what's this third ukimta? This a word I can't really translate. What was it again? Gavza the Parchsana. Ooh, what does that mean? What does Rashi say? Oh, my love. Let's see the first ukimta. The chok be ilah for osiv be konim shel tfanas binakovim. You put the reeds or the rods of the walls in those holes in the tree. Right, you're using something which is knocked into the tree. No, can you imagine the two trees and I make a chuppah between the two trees. The other way around too. And you tie them all together. It's not for the roof, it's for the wall. You got these low-lying trees and you push them all together and you made a wall. So the question, why are you all biyotif? He gives the whole thing. Gavs a parksuna. What does that mean? Ilan shanofim harbe yotzin mitzdodin umispashtin lekan ulekan v'shavinu dofen b'yamo l'sukah v'lo somach haschach aleyen, and the schach is not resting on them. If that's the case, it's not a maimon at all. He says b'feresh and Rashi. So obviously, if the third case is involved, according to Rashi, yeah, but the Ramban didn't say that. What the Ramban saying? Explain it. Look over here. Read the Ramban one more time. Look here. One more time, Ramban. He says, "Oh, sasu kos the brosha ilan shishanu ksheira haynu she osed fanas ala ilan v'somer sach aleya." Right. That's the first ukimta. Inami bitzdodin b'shili Shabbos kufnu dalem and beis. Didn't say it's not ma'amid at all, like the third ukimta. He said no. The mikoma koma eno ma'amid mamish b'mechuber elash b'mechuber somech as a ma'amid. But there it's not ma'isa karka. Rabbi said this is it's not on top of the tree. You're on the floor near the tree. Stodim. See, the Ramban himself proves that. So proves that. Seems to me, therefore, that the overwhelming weight of opinion is within the Rishonim. Again, I'm not the first to say it. I mean, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said it. He said it better than me. It's not as the Chazon Ish said. He says no. Ma'aseh karka should be taken literally. Only ma'aseh karka and nothing else. And what were his riots? Let's go. You can't just sell the Chazon short. That's not fair. This one. This one.
Yeah.
What's his riot? He brings a riot from the case of Amita. That's over here, no? We saw yesterday. Oh! Teda! Here it's. That's true. We read it yesterday. We read it again. Everyone able to read? It's big enough? Shari Haramban Pirish Samach Sukosel Al Kroy Hamita Hainu Shahofa Hamita Ukrael Amala. Did Ramban say those words? Let's get, what are the exact words in the Ramban? Where are the words? Show me, where are the words in the Ramban? Where's the Ramban discuss Mita? The last line. That's only one line, correct? Read those lines together. V'hainu da abaye da oma sicha gabi amita she noetz olea kundesin omden v'sicha gabi ksheir. He understood it to me as follows. I have a bed that lies on four legs, spindly legs, I turn it upside down, and I put the poles as attachment of those spindly legs, or maybe they're very long spindly legs, more than 10 fachet, from the bottom of the bed, and I put the schach on that. Watch. If that's the case, if the spindly, the four spindly legs, Elam can yitin klonis mikera lekera, for the klon to assume sachech. Right? But I told you yesterday that I have seen beds where the bottoms are not just four spindly legs and four corners, but walls. That was the picture you showed the oilim yesterday from the Oz V'Hodor. So that if that's the case, that raya is not a raya at all. Not a raya at all. The Rabbosai, when the Gemara's conclusion, that we should be mindful of what the Rashi said, Pshat in the Gemara. Rabbosai, look at, to save time, we'll just see. Look right, look on the riff. Chav Zayin. On Rabbi, it's two lines. Lo shanu ela sama. Abasicher al gabe amit nakshay. Look, Rashi, see in the back, and they have Rashi on the side. Rashi, you don't have to go back. Rashi's here. What does Rashi say on the riff? For lo samach bikrael. Not like the Ramban. The Ramban says it's you're putting the schach on the legs of the bed, and obviously the legs have to be connected with what? With a klonus. So we said no. It's not spindly legs. It's walls. Fine. Rashi is a different shot. For lo samach bikrael. Not true. El agabi yisedos. Independent yisedos, which are attached to the ground. Avokodof nesuka hein mitos ksheira. So Rashi has a whole different understanding. A different understanding. Okay? On the ground. And then that's why Yeshla Keva doesn't move together with the bed. Right? Doesn't move together with the bed. There's nothing to do with the bed whatsoever. Oh. But of course, the Ramban says no. Shenot Oleha Kundesin. What does Oleha mean? If you don't know what it means, look on the Ritva. Now, the Ritva tells you exactly what it means. I'm going to have to talk about the parasha. Let me just show you this Ritva first. Here. I want to share this one ritva, please. Watch. Look at the words he said it before. I think the rabbi made the same thing. Hanocha shapir shemena go to Rambanza. Oh, shasomech sukosu bekray amita hainu shekofa mitos. So he turned it upside down. Not like Rashi that it's on the floor. No, it's on the bed. Right? On the bed. And explains why it's okay. Watch. So if you hold this ain la keva, because it's going to move around with the bed. Fine. Fine. Good. Yeah. That's the Keva man. But Kabbal Tumah, what does he say? Posel Eschak, Zer Shem Eschachabo. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to find one more. The Kuda over here. So, how do you understand the Ramban? And to the Rabbah, he says, Beferish, let's read it again. I'm looking for a certain, 1 second. I'm trying to find the line for. When the Ritva explains Afa pisha kundesin om de meilon. Lo chashina shari maimid de maimid hu. Right? It's a maimid de maimid. And he goes further. And he says, look carefully. Why? Kevon she'ein aschach mamish somech al amita. Afal pishi yisei dos of somchos alav. Haina revusa dashmina. That's called maimid the maimid. It's clear. Rabosai. The question was, but how does it work without a clonus and all that stuff? Why don't you open Rabosai to the Shulchan Aruch? I think it's the clincher that proves that this pshat is right. I gave you a pshat not with four corners but with walls, right? Watch this. Tafrei Shlamet Sif Yud Gimel. Just look at the lashon of the Mechaber. The Kasha and the Chazanish. Hasomech sukosel al kroy amita. Look at the next word. Vakroayim heim mechitzas. Wow. Not they just spindly legs in the corners. No. Give a look in the Mishnebrua and Ches. Hine mimash akot vakroayim heim mechitzas. Vakroayim heim tfanas muchach. Demita zubu kefes kroshim. How do you think the picture was where they got it from? The guy from this Mishnah Berurah. Sherosh and Echad Kavua Baratz, Sherosh and Sheni Olam Lamalam, when I meet the Yitzvachim, I meet the Kurashim Kavuam, the Mechitzes, Elu. Right, that's it. It's not just spindly legs, it's walls. Yes, usually the word Kra'ayim means spindly legs. I agree. I've had Tzvachim and Beis in the Gemara. It sounds that way. That's how the Chazanish presumably understood that way. And therefore he said, it's impossible, you have to have a carriage going across, and it's still going to be a problem of mind. We don't use it mind. No, it's not so. It's a wall there. That's Poshet. Seems to me, again, the same writer he brought from the Ritva and the Ran with the Midas Chassidus story, again, he's assuming his Metzius, right? No. It's the schach goes from one end of to the other. You know, you buy now sukkahs pre-made. You buy it, the sukkah's 12 feet, and the schach is a bamboo full of 12 feet. There's no clones in between. That's how you buy pre-fair, you know what I'm saying? That's the case over there. They would knock out his right from there exactly the same way. It's very difficult. Chazanish claims that the Ritva and the Ran hold like him, but doesn't sound that way at all. Doesn't sound that way. So I have to stop now. I want to talk about the parsha, but I have a Sunday. Mr. Shem, I want to finish the sugya on Sunday. Believe that in b'shvul b'chavav v'leif, and there should be new ma'amakomus. Hopefully, coming out tonight. But what's the svara of the Chazanish? Even if it's against the Rishonim, and he himself is saying on his own, or maybe it's something fun like him. What's the svara? We have certain problems with the svara itself. We'll have to see. You know, what's Maisa Karaka? Why is Maisa Karaka? What does that mean? Why should that be unique? So Lean Netter on Sunday, I'll quote you an interesting Chiddush, and then we'll go on to try to finish up the Sugya B'Sarat Shmaya, and then we'll start. The next Sugya is the last Sugya in the, we'll call it the first Perek, about Schach Posel and Avir, and Sugya Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Tes. That'll be the next Marmakom Hashit, the last one before we. So I have a little chazar of as time allows. A little bit Chanukah too. Today is Parshat Vayeshev. So in Parshat Vayeshev, Rabosai, we find something very interesting. An amazing story. The story of Yehuda V'Tamar. I was asked, I don't know if some of you, if you know, it's an interesting project that I sort of undertook about 2 years ago. And the history is also interesting how it happened. There are various groups in the Orthodox community And the major groups now, these days, the major group was the OU. I'm not talking about the Aguda and the Hasidim. I'm talking about the, all part of the world. Aside from the yeshiva itself, the major groups are the OU. It's a major group. And it's rabbinical arm called the RCA. That's has some prominence. So that world, they decided they're going to do something new. They're going to have people submit questions to Rabbonin, and they're going to have the questions on like a phone on a phone call, and the rabbi will answer the questions. And you know, they chose two Rabbonin, Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz Shalita, since it had a stroke, is not so well, but that was before the stroke. His position officially is the head of the Vada Locha of the RCA, so he's, you know, from that perspective. And Harav Shechter Shlita, our own Harav Shechter Shlita, who was, I guess you could consider to some extent, the person of the OU, at least for the Kashas part, and then we don't go into the details of other parts, but not for now. Good. So each one gave one. Rabbi Shlita gave one, and Rabbi Shechter gave one. So I happen to belong to the third group. It's called Young Israel. I'm a Young Israel rabbi. Now, the Young Israel, understand, was founded over 100 years ago, and it was a very, very, very important movement in its time. It was to keep the young, why it's called Young Israel, to keep the young people from, they were leaving by droves, and they were turned off by the shtiebel-type davening. 100 years later, it's come around, by the way. Never once gone to shtiebel. But in those days, they wanted the big shoes with the korim, they don't sell aliyahs, they established a beautiful organization called Young Israel, National Council of Israel. Did fantastic work. As the years went by, times have changed, and they're not doing as much as they used to do. We'll leave it at that. We'll say more than that. So there's a man named Rabbi Hammer. He's the, as he called himself, the last man standing in the Young Israel National Council. Asked me if I would give one too. You know, if they do it for the RCA does, or the OU does, would I do one for the Young Israel? How could I say no? Anyway, yesterday I gave number 57. Rabbi Schwartz is up to one. Rabbi Shech is up to one. I'm up to 57. It's like, you know, that's a mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Let's call it that. So yesterday's, I had 15 questions. I do it at a conference call right over here, down the hall from my office. So in an hour, I answered 15 questions. Some of the questions take shorter, some take longer. Question number 7 was, how do you understand the parsha of Omer Ivriya and the parsha of Kedusha Ketana? Isn't this what we call today sexual abuse? It's obviously part of the whole Me Too tumult. And as a throwaway line, the last line of that question was, what do you do with the story of Yehuda and Tamar, parentheses, prostitution? That was the question. I understand I can't spend an hour on the question. It's only 1 of 15. So I want to tell you what I spoke about. I think it's relevant. In fact, I think it was a thought-provoking question. They asked some questions are sort of trap questions. Yeah. I want to talk with the other one. Maybe I'll tell you some other time. Maybe remind me. And you come into Mass on Hanukkah. Remind me, I'll pull out the list of 15 questions and we'll really have a good time with it. No tapes, no nothing. We can not get anything.
I can turn it off.
No. What I'm saying now is okay. So I said like this, abuse? Omer Ria is abuse? Quite the contrary. Omer Ria is in a sense the paradigm for how a Jewish female spouse should be treated. You must have learned this as Parshas Mishpat at the very beginning, you know, very, very beginning. Right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What happens? You have a She'era Kasusa V'onasa Lo Yigra. It turns into a kind of a year of marriage, and he has to give her the responsibility of husband to wife. The prototype, the paradigm, is by an Amavriya. The whole point is, the ideal of the Amavriya, is you should only marry. And the reason they did it was because if you didn't do it, it would be a problem later on. Single woman would starve to death. And you wanted to make sure that your daughter was taken care of. So it's true, she's a ketana, But it's not abuse, on the contrary. It was it paternalistic? Yes. Guilty as charged. But the paternalism was protecting you from starvation in that society. And as a matter of fact, I quoted this, the Kedusha Ketana, I'll just show you a little bit on the screen. Kedusha Ketana, and I was like, oh. I mean, let's take a look and see how it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's based on the Gemara and the Tosis, but to save time, I'll show it to you right over here. Here we go. Mitzvah says the Gemara, Shloi Kadesh Bitok Shiktana, Asher Tigla V'Tomah V'Ploni Ani Rotzeh. So you can do it, but you may not do it. It could be a real Isra. V'yesh Omim, the Noagim is Manazeh. This is the Ramah speaking from Tosfos. It was true from the medieval times of Tosfos, Reshish Mekadesh, to the later times, we'll call them, what do you want to call it? The Renaissance period of the Ramah. I don't know what you want to call it. The 16th century of the Ramah, pre-Renaissance. The Noagim is Manazeh, Lekadesh B'Noseinu Aktanus, even against the Gemara, Mishum Mishonu Begolus, Ve'inonu Tomet Sipuk, Kretzorach in the Dunya, which means you can't, you know, you wait longer, too long, you won't have enough to provide a proper dowry, you won't get married. That's what the Ramah, you got married on Shabbos, we spoke about it a little while ago. Gamonu Mesei Ma'at, Ve'ein Motzien Tomet Zivig Hogun, Ve'chein Ogen, until the Ramah's day. Till the Ramah's day, they were doing it. Now, 20th or 21st centuries, not a chance. Aruch HaShulchan, who lived in the 19th century, it changed from the 16th to the 19th. It's not a recent change. Watch this. Quotes to Shulchan Aruch, quotes to Ramah. Ava b'zmaneinu ein mekachin mesaktanus. V'lo shamanu me'olam mishikadish zaktano. That's correct. Minik apashim, my name is Nesenu. Nobody does it. Nobody. And if somebody says he does it, so what do you do with him? Someone says he did it. Ha'av sh'omar kidash yitzpiti. For any odeh lemi, asur lekola olam. Some years back, I don't know if you remember that stunt. Some clowns from Brooklyn. There was a spat, you know, husband and wife, an errand of marriage spat. So they gave the guy a nuclear weapon. They told him, tell your wife that you married off your daughter, and I won't tell you to whom unless you give in A, B, or C. Shlomo Zalman says, I know exactly when this happens. The last Shaka from Shlomo Zalman, 1995. Shlomo Zalman Paskin, he has no credibility. You know why not? Ein Odom Mesim Atzmo Russia. That's what he said. It's a Russia. Now, is he a Russia because he wouldn't say to whom? Was he a Russia for doing Bechlal against the Minig of the Aruch HaShulchan? It wasn't clear. But anyway, Bezman Azeh, it's just not done. Just not done. Fine. There's another better teretz why he has no credibility for right now, but I don't get into that passion. I'm getting distracted. And anyway, watch. So, if a carrot, because they would starve to death later on, you want to find the proper shidduch. That was considered to be a very important thing in the olden days. What about Yehud and Tamar? That's how I got started. That was the second part. It's the last line of the question. The last line, that page one. It was two pages. Question seven. So we know Yehud and Tamar is a very unusual situation. What did Chazal say in the Medrash about the story of Yehud and Tamar? Let's take a look. Chazal? No? Sifras Chazal? What? Medrash Agada. Medrash Rabba. Veracious. I want Vilna. You can see the Pasha. Yeah, Vayeshev. Let's drop this to Pehe. Watch this. Number one, Vayi Be'esayi, Ki Anochi Yodat Yisem Machshavos, Shvatam Ayu Asukim B'mechivas Asher Yosef, Yosef Ayu Asuk B'sakam B'taniso, Ruvein Ayu Asuk B'sakam B'taniso, Yaakov ha'os b'sakam b'tanisa. Yehuda ha'os b'tikach lo'isha. Ha'kadosh baruch hu ha'osek bore oro shel melech ha'mashiach. This whole thing, this whole wacky parsha was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. In the middle of nowhere, everyone's busy, and the Mashiach is starting over here. Unbelievable. We're not done yet. So that's pshat number one. Pshat number one is that it's just sisis, mister. You look at the Kabbalah Svarim. The Mashiach is so critical because there are contradictory forces, something called the Sitra Achra. And to get out of that, you have to go like we hide from the sun, we don't blow shofar at Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't bench for Shkoder. These kind of things we don't understand, you and I. But that's along those lines. That's how the Kabbalists explain how this whole funny parasha happened. Fine. Others say, Yehuda, Ma Betza. Why do you say a pshara? Don't kill him; just sell him downstream. Harol alicha laksefa. It's a laviv, and it's punished. Kavar ishta ubanav. How's the parsha begin? Right? How's the parsha begin? The parsha begins. All right. That. What does it say? But Thomas Bashua heir own and all die. It's a punishment for Yehuda because he had the ability to do the right thing. As an aside, the Meshech Chochma explains. The Chazal say about Yehuda, Botseya, you have a Sanhedrin 2 years ago? Botseya Berach near Hashem. So Meshech Chochma explains, but sometimes compromise is good. It all depends. Compromise is good if otherwise you lose. Compromise is good if otherwise, not if otherwise you win. Said Meshech Chochma, one spot. Yehuda had the votes. How do you have the votes? It was 4-4 deadlock, like the Supreme Court. There are 12 children. Who didn't vote? Yosef didn't vote. Right? Reuven didn't vote. He wasn't there. Binyamin didn't vote. So that was the Supreme Court of 9 votes. So the parsha begins. V'hu nar, es b'nei Bila v'nei Zilpa. They're palsy-wowsy, those four. Who would have to get him? Shimon, Levi, for sure, as the ones who threw him. And Yisachar and Zvulun. Yehuda was the deciding vote. He shouldn't have compromised. He could have won with a 5-4 vote. Isn't that interesting? The Meshech Chochma. Anyway, we're not done over here. So it's a punishment. I saw, as a matter of fact, they quote from the Dumna Magid. He explains, how can this such a dirty story with Yehuda? He gives a mashal. You get a wedding invitation and sent to you in a ripped envelope. So when you send back your wedding gift, you send it back in a ripped envelope. So Yehuda got a gift over here. The gift was Mashiach coming from Yehuda. But since he did not do a good job in saving Yosef, so he got back Mashiach, but also in a funny circumstance. That's what the Magid says. Okay, but we're not done yet. Watch this. Look. Bikesh Lavor. Who's a tzaddik? We're going to go to a Kadesha. Watch this. V'zimen lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu malach shumemun ala taiva. Omolo, Yehuda. Hechen ataholech. Mehechen malachim omdim. Mehechen gedolim omdim. V'yet ala derech bal korcho shalom betovoso. Rabosai, this is my pshat in the whole mice, how it happened. How did it happen? And why did it happen? He tells you how it happened. But why did it happen? So exactly the most famous descendant of Yehuda was the most famous. What's his name? David HaMelech. Says the Gemara, Rabosa, like this. This is the Gemara. Lohoya David royally Osa Maisa. Lo Yisrael Osa Maisa. This is Batsheva and this is Egel. Lo David I royal Osa Maisa Dixiv Libi Chola Bekirbi. Lo Yisrael Osa Maisa Dixiv So why do they do it? Says the Heiliger Gemara of Heiman Alfan of Odezara. Lo malacha shimchot a yachid amalo klach etzel yachid. Follow David. Shimchot a tzibur amalo klach etzel tzibur. That's the answer. That's the answer, right? Hekim ola shel tshuva. The reason that this happens, that David HaMelech sinned, was in order to give us the opportunity to say, no matter how bad the sin is, you can do tshuva. You can do tshuva, Rabosai. It's critical to know that we are able to do tshuva. That's the whole reason that the sin of David took place in the first place. Same with the Chet HaEgel. Same with Yehuda, Rabosai. To give us an opportunity to do tshuva. And my final nekuda for today is that this tshuva that he did, as a matter of fact, was so important. Yehuda, ata yaducha achecha. Famous pasuk, right? Targum unculus. Yehuda, at Odesa, you admitted tzotka mimeni, v'lo be'seisa, and you weren't embarrassed. How could you not be embarrassed? When you do the right thing, you shouldn't be embarrassed. He saved three lives, as Rashi comments. Say, yes, I'm the father, tzotka mimeni. Therefore, for that reason, Yodana Achach, that's why you acknowledge as the leader of Israel. But it goes even further than that. It goes further than that, Rabosai. Yehuda, Loch Yodin Kol Achach, Tagam Yerushalmi. Watch this. V'al Shmeich Yiskerun Kol Yehudai. Why do we call Jews? Why do we call Yehudim? Why? The Yisraelim in the Torah. The answer is, we're called Yehudim because of this unbelievable act on the part of Yehuda. Yehuda could have done many things. Could have killed them. He could have pardoned them. Give him a presidential pardon. Not admit his paternity. No. No. He acknowledged his role. Yes, it's me. And for that, for all time, we are called Jews, Yehudim. I have a kasha. I'll end with this kasha. The simple reason why we call Yehudim is very simple. Where we find you? Where's Yehudim in Tanakh? Where do you find it? Who knows? Where's Yehudim in Tanakh? Esther. Primarily for us, of course, in Megillas Esther. You look also in Ezra, Nehemiah, those kinds of places. That's where you find it. There's a historical reason for that. Because that comes after the 10 tribes were exiled. So we're only left with Shevet Yehuda, the main Shevet. Isn't that a contradiction to what I just said? To what the Targum Yerushalmi just said? No. Why in fact did the Shevet Yehuda survive and the 10 tribes did not survive? The 10 tribes were chastised and they said, we don't care, and they were gone. They kept their Avodah Zarah, whatever, gone. Yehudim were also chastised. They were in the time of Purim, of Mordechai Yehudi. They were about to be destroyed completely. And Mordechai Yehudi says something crazy. He says, you know why you're being threatened a death sentence on you from Haman? Because 9 years ago, you were either part of the orgy of Achashverosh, or you would bow down to some Avodah Zarah. Out of your mind. We know why we're down. Because you wouldn't bow down to Haman. It's your intransigence and your fundamentalism and your blah, 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 blah. They didn't say that. They said, Sod Kami Mani. They said the same thing. So it's the historical reality is simply a replication generations later of this idea. You admitted, and that's why we're all called Jews. We call Yehudim, Ad Sheyavo HaMashiach, B'mehirav Yameinu Amen.